BlakeLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Jason.
Yes, joining us tonight for Jason Wednesdays is, of course, Jason.
Yes, indeed. It wouldn't make any sense if anybody else joined us.
That's right. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, as usual. And I actually didn't have a chance to even tell you guys what I've got tonight. I got a crazy story out of North Korea. Crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, those people are nuts. I mean, we already knew they were crazy because they're communists. So, but I don't think that America really understands how that manifests itself in their society.
Okay.
And so I want to get to that hopefully at some point tonight.
This isn't about the guy wanting the statue saved before his people or anything, right?
No, but he's always doing. You're talking about Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il or
Kim Jong Un. Oh, I don't even know how you pronounce his name, but yeah, he's totally batty.
He's wiggity wiggity
wacky little tyrant.
Right. So hopefully we'll get to that tonight. But the way this show works, sometimes we never get to any of our prep. I know you guys both have things that you want to talk about, but the primary function to this show is to take phone calls. So whatever it is that you want to talk about, personal, political, anything, at 800-259-9231. You can literally interrupt the show. I mean, we can be in the middle of talking about North Korea, and you can want to call in and talk about something completely different. You can do that, and we will stop down, go to your calls. We'll also take your emails at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. There's also, would your headphones die? Manwich, you okay over there?
I'm okay.
All right.
Find your own
there's also the website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on our bulletin board system with over 250 users, thousands of posts for you to search through. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners with a brand new validated Shriner.
Hooray.
Sure you check her out. Yeah, it's very cool. Our third validated one, which is cool. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, the archives, last 6 days worth of the show. Found out today we've got a little stats thing going on the website now, finally.
Okay.
And found out that we have served out we serve out 155 archives per day, which is pretty good for a fledgling operation.
Now, is that each hour?
That's, each hour. So probably serving about 50 people on the archives.
Assuming they download all.
Assuming they download all 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. This is kind of cool. Not bad. Not bad for the first 6 weeks, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that most radio shows keep their numbers secret.
Sure.
To make their show seem that much bigger. You know, they would never tell you any number.
It's no secret. We're on 4 affiliates right now. I mean, it's not a secret to the program directors who are looking at this show, looking to add this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret to anybody who takes a somewhat timely look at the website. You know, spending more than 5 minutes at the website, you'll determine that we're on 4 affiliates. We don't hide that stuff.
No, we don't hide how
many. We're proud of every single affiliate we're on. We're proud of every single listener that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so we approach things a little bit differently on this show. So there's the archives. We also have live streaming, very, very high quality. So be sure you check that out. Again, all of it there at freetalklive.com. I don't even know where to start tonight, man. You guys had some good stuff.
Generally, you like to go with emails.
Well, yep. I do like to go with emails, but there's not too much in the way of emails.
Nothing you like?
To go with tonight. No, not really too much.
Okay. Well, let me give you I got a story here that I think is going to go well for the first hour.
All right.
And I'm not sure about the social relevance of the story. It's just very interesting. No one knows for sure who he was, the Middle Eastern man in an American flag shirt and a cowboy hat, who was supposed to sing the national anthem at a rodeo Friday night at the Salem Civic Center. But he shook up the town before leaving in a hurry. Introduced as Borak Sedigev.
Borat. They spell it B-O-R-A-Q, but it's actually B-O-R-A-T.
Okay.
Borat.
And what's that mean? Just an answer.
Just read the article. We'll talk about that.
Kazakhstan. He said he was to be an immigrant touring America. A film crew was with him, doing some sort of documentary. He wanted to sing the Star Spangled Banner to show his appreciation, the announcer told the crowd. Speaking in broken English, the mysterious man first told the decidedly pro-American crowd, well, yeah, anyway, it was a rodeo of all things, in Salem, of all places, that he supported the war on terrorism. I hope you kill every man, woman, and child in Iraq. downed the lizards. He said, according to Brett Sharp of the Star Country, WSLC, who was also on stage that night and was, as a media sponsored, an uneasy murmur through the crowd. And made George W. Bush drink the blood of every man, woman, and child in Iraq, he continued. According to Robin James, who co-hosts a morning show with Sharp and was among the stunned observers, the crowd's reaction was loud enough for John Saunders, the Civic Center's assistant director, to hear from his office. It was a restless kind of booing, Saunders said. Then the man shook off his hat and he sang what he said was his native national anthem. He then told the crowd to be seated and put his hat back on and launched into a butchered version of the Star Spangled Banner that ended with the words, "You're home in the grave," Sharp said. But then a restless crowd had turned downright nasty. If he'd been out there for a minute longer, I think somebody would have shot him, James says. People were booing him and flipping him off. The rodeo producer, Robbie Rowe, who had by then figured out he was the victim of some kind of hoax,
yes,
had the man escorted out of the Civic Center. Rowe told him that he and his friends had best leave right now. As his wife Lenora put it, it's a wonder one of those cowboys didn't go out there and rope him up. Saunders agreed. I was concerned for his personal safety, he said. Once the film crew members and their star realized the severity of the situation, Bobby Rowe said they loaded up the van and screeched out of there. After apologizing to the crowd for being duped, Rowe was left to wonder who pulled such a hoax.
I know who it was.
And why? Months ago, he was approached by someone from One America, a California-based film company that was reportedly doing a documentary on a Russian immigrant, Rowe said. The outfit asked if Sadgedev could sing the national anthem.
Borat.
At the rodeo in Salem. After listening to a tape, Rose said, "Sure!" So by Saturday afternoon, James had observed that Sagedev, or Borat, looked a lot like the title character of the Ali G Show.
Excellent. Awesome show.
I have no idea what that is.
I thought I told you about this, man.
I have no idea. A home box office production that often catches its guests and audiences unaware, and then records their reaction for shock value material such as Friday Night Live's performance. Such as Friday Night.
Jason, do you want to describe the Ali G Show?
Ali G is a character, I believe he's British. Is he British, Ian?
Allegedly, the guy behind the character is a Brit.
And he goes around and makes total fools of government officials, of police officers, of people all across the spectrum.
And not only that, he has more than one character. He does Ali G, who is this white British rapper. And he's all G'd out. He's got all kinds of bling and things like that on. And he's always wearing some sort of sports jacket. And he's got sunglasses on indoors, that sort of thing. And he's very convincing, apparently, because none of these people that they put him in a room with to interview, Ali G's the one that gets the interviews with the big names, like Andy Rooney. Major names also, just not so known people, but academic types from universities. And
okay.
He just asks the most stupid, asinine. Look, he talks like this. What is you saying? He just butchers the English language. What is you saying? Just I can't even do a good
for woo.
Yeah, he's got
what?
He's got all kinds of just butcherings of the English language.
Oh, the guy's ridiculous.
But the people will sit through an interview with the guy. The only interview that I saw where someone walked out was Andy Rooney. Everyone else put up with it. And I think maybe they put up with him because it's just so amazing to sit and watch him do the show. It's amazing. Maybe we can find a sound clip or something during the break. We'll tell you more about Ali G. I mean, sure, it's a shameless plug for his show, but the guy deserves it. He works hard for this.
He does.
We'll tell you more about it coming up. If you get a comment, 1-800-259-9231. Want to change the topic? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything, whether it be political, personal, something in between. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, you can email the show, FTL at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and experience all the cool, fun stuff we got there for you on the house. Now, Manwich, you're talking about this gentleman from Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Right.
Who showed up at a rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Borat.
Borat.
Although they call him Borak in the article. And they didn't figure it out. Of course, most people don't. He's actually a British comedian. A British, I guess you could say, actor. Because what he does is, I don't even know what the guy's real, isn't his real name Sasha, allegedly? Something like that?
Haven't the slightest idea.
I'm not even sure what his real name is. But he's known for his main character, which is Ali G. And Ali G is a white rapper from Britain. In fact, the show, this concept that is being now executed here in the States, originally happened in Britain. It was originally a British television show. And apparently, he'd been around so long in Britain that everybody figured out who he was, and so they figured he'd have to come here to America to a whole new country full of suckers, I guess. And so he's got three distinct characters that he does.
Okay.
There's Ali G, dressed up in all kinds of rapper clothes, bling bling, etc., etc. He kind of talks like he's a, you know, kind of an ignorant Brit.
That's the way an ignorant Brit talks?
I don't know. I give you some examples. I've got an Ali G soundboard here, but I'm a little bit scared because it is a it is an HBO show, and I haven't checked all of the sound.
You can have 7 seconds
here.
Of anything. You get 7 seconds of anything.
What are you talking about?
It's not copyright. You don't have to worry about it if you just use.
No,
it.
No, I'm worried he's going to spew out some profanities or something like that. So I'm gonna check it during the next break, and maybe we'll.
Well, I just heard that one, the one that you had there. That
be quick,
say,
the feds is coming, and you don't want to finish up inside.
Yeah, well, that's not a good one. Anyway, he
stunk.
Yeah, well, it's not good unless it's in context. And in the context of the show, Ali G he's got his own show that he invites people on, and he talks about different topics. And he just butchers the English language, doesn't ask any questions that really make much sense. But these experts supposedly put up with it for some reason, and it's quite amusing to actually watch and listen to. But then there's just two other characters. One of them is Borat, who we're dealing with, who's made national news now, apparently. In fact, I read a Fox News article on the same subject that didn't even know. They didn't even realize who it was. It was just reporting on a strange man.
This one didn't have any idea either.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there was another article that did realize who it was, and they printed, you know, this is Ali G from the Ali G show. Borat is another fictional character, and what he does is he will get in character, and even when he's not being, even when he's not on camera, even when it's just him around his crew, he will be in character. He is Ali G, or he is Borat at all times.
Huh.
And so Borat, again, he is presented as this immigrant who's come over here, he's visiting the United States.
They're doing a documentary on him.
Unfamiliar with American customs.
Very unfamiliar with American customs. They put him in, they usually bring him to places in the Midwest or the breadbasket or something like that where the most, let's say, biblical or wholesome Americans are found. And they'll put this awkward, skinny Russian guy who has no American morals whatsoever. You know, not afraid to make very rude sexual comments in front of American women and their husbands and that sort of thing, and put him in a rodeo, or put him in a square dance, and just watch what happens and watch these people's reaction. It is hilarious. His final character is Bruno, and he's a gay fashion designer from Germany.
Okay,
yeah. And so they'll take Bruno and they'll put him in similar situations that Borat might be in.
Okay.
With kind of breadbasket style Americans, like, you know, what will the Americans think of Bruno, this flaming gay fashion designer showing up at a country western dance,
right,
or something like that, and trying to, you know, dance with one of the men there and hit on one of the older men there. I mean, it is just a blast watching this show.
Totally.
So there you go.
Well, they got me, too, because I sure didn't know anything about Borat.
Borat. Oh, it's funny. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got comments. Or if you want to change the topic completely. Jason, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I've got a court case.
Okay.
Arguments just started being heard today in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme Court, Florida, or
Supreme Court of the nation.
Ooh.
Got it, friend.
United States Supreme Court.
And, they heard arguments today in an unusual case involving a former spy, and nobody even knew if the spy was present at the hearing.
Hmm.
That's a good spy.
Yeah, I guess so. The secrecy about Tenet versus Doe created some odd moments as the case was discussed in an open forum by the nation's highest court. You see, Doe's lawsuit says he is a former diplomat from a communist country who became a spy for the United States.
Hmm.
Then the CIA moved him to the United States to help him find a job, but he contends that after he was laid off in 1997, the government reneged on its promise to provide a lifetime, quote-unquote, safety net.
What does that mean, a lifetime safety net?
Leaving him out to dry with no no protection of his identity.
Mm. Got it. Got it. Yeah. Well, he's still managing to protect his identity, apparently.
Yes,
because
he's trying in earnest. And
does his lawyer even know who he is?
His lawyer doesn't know who he is.
His lawyer doesn't know who he is. Wow.
Yes.
This is interesting.
It gets better, too.
Okay.
Now, the CIA says Doe has no right to bring a suit because the very existence of the case would jeopardize national security.
That is
to hell with Doe's security, though. The agency says the suit is prohibited by an 1875 Supreme Court ruling involving a man hired by President Abe Lincoln to spy on the Confederacy.
Whoa.
Quote, when you enter an espionage contract, you recognize you have no recourse under the law. Paul Clement, an attorney for the CIA, told the court.
That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, that claim right there. It sounds like he doesn't even have a chance.
I feel like if you make if the government makes an agreement with somebody, that they better stick by it. And I don't care, you know, if the CIA doesn't feel like sticking by it, then it should be redressed to a higher authority. So the whole executive branch, I feel like they're responsible for sticking by whatever they promised this guy that they were going to stick by.
And they do always keep their promises.
But
right, like how they promised to let all the soldiers out when they're supposed to get out of the army, and then, oh, wait a minute, stop loss. You can't get out. They obviously, I think it's just punishment for this guy for signing on with a federal agency. If you want to sign up with the government? You want to go work for the state? This is the kind of treatment you're going to get. You want to go join the military? You think you're going to have a lifetime of medical benefits? Sure, you're going to have a lifetime of socialist medicine administered to you by the VA. Who the hell wants that? Certainly not anyone who's receiving that treatment right now. It sounds better in theory than it actually works in practice. And if this guy wanted to have the CIA protect him for the rest of his life, he's just as out in the cold as anyone who expects that Social Security is going to be there for them for the rest of their lives. It's to me, it's just punishment. Look, you signed up with the CIA. This is what you get, dude. This is your punishment for being a worthless bureaucrat. So I hope he loses this case. In this case, I'm on the government side because the government is unreliable scum. And if you think that you're going to get what you deserve from them, you're sorely mistaken. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. And speaking of communist nations, we'll tell you about North Korea's hair regulations coming up next. You won't believe
hair
this.
Regulations.
This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. And we are all members, so be sure you check that out, freestateproject.org. Per your request, Manwich.
Do you want to know how I make this country better? It's simple. Two words. Keep it real.
Word.
How many words?
Two words.
Two words. Keep it real. Oh, my God. That's
and stupid. He just does this off the top of his head.
That's remarkably stupid.
It's amazing. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive on the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts, hundreds, over 250 users. We've also got the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, all there for you, as well as the Shrine of Female Listeners and much, much more, all at freetalklive.com. We've kind of been all over the map so far this hour here, and I stumbled across this story right before the show. There was another story recently about straight out of North Korea. That was in regards to apparently they're preparing to go to war because they expect that George W. Bush is eventually going to bring war to them. So they're preparing to go to war.
He more or less said that a couple of years ago.
Yep. Well, I wanted to get to that, but this is just so much better. North Korean men hoping to emulate their dear leader, Kim Jong-il, by sporting a bouffant have been instructed to do their bit for socialism by cutting it off. North Korean state television is showing a series of programs instructing chefs. I mean, if you thought that government television was bad where you are, and here in the Tampa Bay area we have several channels that are devoted to government propaganda.
Oh, yeah, yep. They're bad.
It's the worst television programming you could imagine. I mean, it's worse than public access.
It's just mostly just computer screens where, you know, it's people, then they flash up words, you know, giving announcements, that kind of thing, and then there's the tripoded video camera recording the county officials talking
talk about a snoozer.
God knows what.
Well, it's even worse in North Korea. As though there are very many. I mean, I wonder how many North Koreans even have televisions in the first place, but for those of them that do, state television is showing a series of programs instructing shabbily coiffured men on the personal grooming required of a citizen of the vehemently anti-capitalist state. The five-part series entitled Let's Trim Our Hair in Accordance with the Socialist Lifestyle.
Yay!
Exhorted them. This is for real, man.
This is how
micromanaged they are in North Korea. This is how far a socialist government goes with its control of its citizens. Exhorted them to opt for one of the several officially sanctioned haircuts, including the crew cut and the high, middle, and low styles. Hair should be kept between 1 centimeter and 5 centimeters in length and should be trimmed every 15 days, it said.
15 days.
But even the world's most conformist state is prepared to allow a little bit of flair in special cases. Men over 50 may grow their hair to the positively bohemian length of 7 centimeters on top to hide the effects of balding. The TV series, which began last year, isn't that caring? Is it 7 centimeters?
Seven centimeters.
Is that long? That's two. Was it about two per inch? So yeah, about 3 inches. 7 centimeters just sounds so short, you know?
Yeah.
On top, to hide the effects of balding, the TV series, which began last year as a part of the regular Common Sense program, claimed that long hair is unhealthy and adversely affects human intelligence development. Actually, I think communism affects...
That makes about as much sense as smoking pot makes you grow boobs.
It makes less sense than that.
It absolutely does. And the idea that this affects human intelligence development, in fact, I think it's communism and socialism that affects human intelligence development. The idea that citizenship will go along with this kind of utter crap. These poor people have been brainwashed since day number one. I feel so sorry for them. But here's the rest of it. Officially atheist North Korea is unaware of the fate of Samson, who lost his strength when his hair was shorn as he slept. But the program warned that excessive hair growth, quote, consumes a great deal of nutrition, thereby sapping the brain's energy. Obviously a lot of science behind that claim.
Yeah.
Breaking with the Stalinist tradition of broadcasting the names of model citizens, a second series named The Guilty Parties. A hidden camera exposed long-haired men at various locations in Pyongyang. Some ran away, while others were given the chance to explain themselves. Several said they were too busy to get a trim. Their names and addresses were given as my computer is going crazy. Given as a warning to others. And we'll continue this here in a moment, but we're getting a call, and that means we go to it. This is your show. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WARL. John, you're listening on WARL right now?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
That is good news, because we thought they were only on for hour number three of the show.
No way, dude.
Fantastic. Awesome. You must have called them and got them to have all 3 hours.
Absolutely. It's all about citizens coming together, which is the point I want to make. I heard that it may be nixing the deal with Kid Rock playing at the presidential inauguration.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What on earth was he doing playing there in the first place? I mean, I've heard
they had no idea about his content.
Well, I've heard rumors he's a libertarian.
No, not at all. Speak socialist, and our socialist president, Mr. Bush guy.
Okay.
It turns out his two daughters are big fans of his.
Aha. Uh-huh. I kind of like him, too, but...
Daddy was just helping out.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Trying to be a nice dad.
Then they decided to cancel him because of his lyrics?
Well, not at all. They decided to cancel him because groups like the American Family Association made a huge protest.
Yeah.
And just had people call up and say, that's ridiculous.
Sure.
Okay.
He's Mr. Family Values, and if you take a look at any of the lyrics, it's way over the top.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so what about it, John?
Well, I think that's just another good showing for the people of America.
Oh, wait, so you're saying it's good that Kid Rock was canceled?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm indifferent. I don't really care who plays at the inauguration. I'll be sure not to be watching, personally.
Well, it was just very hypocritical of Bush to have him there.
I'm offended that one of my tax dollars might go to pay for the inauguration.
Exactly.
I think it's going to cost something like $40 million for that one day.
Yeah,
or something. Whoa. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's excessive.
50.
Highly unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Of course, everything that the government does these days is highly unconstitutional. So what's new, anyway?
Well, keep the word going out there, folks.
John, seriously, did you really call WARL and tell them to add our show all three hours?
No.
Well, go ahead
like
and give them a
show.
Go ahead and give them a call and tell them thank you for adding us, because we thought we were only on from 9 to 10 there. How long have you been listening to our show?
What do you mean, tonight or in general?
Period, yeah, in general.
A few months.
On WARL?
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, we're pleased to hear that we're on all 3 hours there. Thank you for the news, John.
Well,
we definitely appreciate your call. 1-800-259-9231. I'm not a huge fan of Kid Rock.
I like a couple of his songs. I think
I like a couple of his songs
pretty good.
As well.
He is a great musician. It doesn't show in his singles or in a lot of the music he has on his albums, but
when would you know?
I've heard live tracks.
Rumors
in which
he might be a pretty good. Shut up! Shut up!
We're going to come back with more.
It's about time somebody else looked like the jackass on this show.
If anyone needs a haircut, it's Kid Rock. Maybe he can conform
Jason,
to the
look
new...
at him!
Maybe we can get Jason to conform to the new North Korean haircut standards.
Yes, sir.
We'll come back and tell you more about that. Unless you want to interrupt the show, it's 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, you can even change the topic, as our last caller, John, did. We were talking about this North Korea situation. By the way, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Talking about North Korea and their crazy hair regulations. We'll get back into that. But I had a couple more comments on the whole Kid Rock getting canceled from the inauguration.
Okay. Thing. Okay.
I think you're absolutely right, man, which in that we're spending way too much money. I mean, it's taxpayer dollars that are being spent on this lavish inauguration. And I don't even think we should have an inauguration in this country because it's too kingly, if you ask me.
I think that the taxpayers should pay for some guy to hold out a Bible and say, "Do you swear to uphold the Constitution and all of its grand glory, so help you God."
And then President Bush gets a glazed over look in his eye and says,
Yeah, I do. Constitution, that's right. I love that Constitution.
I swear I'll sign every bill. I mean, yes.
Me and Adolph Ashcroft will defend the Constitution.
I don't really care that much for Kid Rock's music. I've heard some, it's all right. I've heard some, it's... that's not really the issue. I think what John was saying is he was proud that so many people called and encouraged them to cancel the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say that even though I wouldn't have made that phone call myself because I just don't care,
right.
I got to say that I support that. That's the free market at work. That's individuals who want to make a change, doing something on their own about it. They didn't ask them to pass a law banning Kid Rock from all concerts around America. They just called and said, "We'd rather not see him here." And I think that's a good thing.
You know, I'm annoyed in the aspect that it seems like, you know, with George Bush getting elected, that there's this whole quote-unquote moral majority that gets to run America now.
Oh, I'm definitely concerned with that. I mean, I'm definitely concerned with the way it's taken the FCC and all of that, but I don't think this ties in exactly.
I mean, it's, should it be Democratic? The man should have whoever he wants at his little function, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, but he's a politician, and if it seems like his constituents don't want that to happen, of course he's not going to do it.
Yeah, I can't say I have a big amount of caring for it, but if I got elected president, I'm playing whoever I want to play.
There you go.
And,
who would that be?
The Cramps.
It would probably not be the Cramps. I don't know.
Britney Spears, come on.
Britney
you know
Spears
it.
Would definitely be at my inauguration.
Actually, I saw some pictures.
She'd be crazy.
I saw some pictures of her the other day without makeup on, and ooh.
Really?
Ooh.
Wasn't good, huh? Well, anybody can get
she's
a bad
picture. She's still a pretty
picture.
Girl. Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. would music? Definitely be at my inauguration, too.
Did you say she makes awful music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231 if you want to.
She doesn't make music, does she?
She makes synthesized noise.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so talking about the North Korean haircut rules. Apparently, if you are a male in North Korea, your hair must be between 1 centimeter and 5 centimeters in length. Should be trimmed every 15 days. If you're over 50, you may grow out to 7 centimeters your hair. And breaking with the Stalinist tradition.
If I was one of those people, I'd leave. I would just get out.
What, North Korea?
Yeah.
It's probably a little difficult to do that.
It can't be that hard. They get in the United States, right?
Well, it's nice to say that if you were one of those people, you'd just get out because you're Manwich and you were raised in the United States and you have some sort of concept of what an individual is and what individualism is and freedom and the Bill of Rights. These people don't have any of that. These people, from day one, inculcated, indoctrinated with socialist, communist propaganda and basically telling them that their lives are to be devoted to their supreme leader and following crap like this and paying attention to this sort of stuff. I mean, I can't even imagine what life is like in North Korea. I can't even fathom it. The roads that they have
either.
The roads that they have in North Korea, I know this, they're expressly for government use.
Really?
There aren't any citizen cars on the roads in North Korea. The military is allowed
to have
use
citizen
the
cars in?
I don't even think so.
I think four of them. Five of them.
No, well, if there is a citizen car, it would be a government car. The government would only allow one.
Well, there's no such thing as like a rich non-government citizen.
That's correct.
There's the there's the high class, and then
and they're in the government.
There's
and
the
then
crack
there's
class.
The peons. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, breaking, for the authorities, personal grooming and proper attire are crucial to protecting North Korea's political identity. A radio broadcast titled Dressing in Accordance with Our People's Emotion and Taste said dressing neatly would help repel attempts to introduce corrupt capitalist ideas and lifestyles, you know, like individualism, and would entrench the socialist lifestyle of the military first era. The Nodong Simun newspaper also weighed in, quote, people who wear others' style of dress will become fools, and that nation will become ruined, it warned. Of course, the North Korean government controls every sort of media outlet in North Korea, so
yes.
It's no surprise that the North Korean media was behind all of this. Another call from WARL. Let's go to Keith in Rhode Island. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, guys.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, just discovered your show this evening.
Have you listened to? Have you ever tuned into WARL during these hours before?
I have, and I was a little surprised. I guess there's been a change in the air schedule.
It was a surprise to me, and we're very pleased with it.
Okay, well, I also just tripped across that story on the internet about the North Korean regulations about regarding hair, and I thought, well, this is obviously an attempt by that government to try and focus attention away from the starvation and the mass executions, and the, you know, focus on something. I don't know. That seems kind of trivial, in my opinion.
Apparently, it's crucial to North Korea. They've created a 5-part documentary about this. Hang on, Keith. I know you got more comments. We're going to ask you to hold on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Imagine living in this society where the government dictates to you how long your hair can be. This is how micromanaged these people are. This is communism, and we're heading that direction. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
It's Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is toll-free for you to take control of. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. You got an agenda you want to push? You got a rant you want to get off your chest? We're here for you. And the lines are open, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com.
At freetalklive, you can, at freetalklive.com, you can download the last 6 days' worth of archives. They're there for free in 1 hour labeled MP3 format things that you can just download. How's that?
You're so good for, you know, giving the everyman description.
I know nothing about what these things are called.
Yeah,
but I could do it. I can download them. I know how.
Apparently, we're now on WARL all 3 hours, which is exciting. And so if you're a brand new ARL listener and you want to hear what you've missed for the past week, you can log on at freetalklive.com. And again, grab the last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived.
While you're there, look at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes.
It's worth the
stop. You won't want to miss that. Second most popular page on the website.
What's the most popular?
The front page.
The front page.
Yeah.
Well, then it's the most popular page.
Of course. Freetalklive.com. We've also got the bulletin board system, over 250 users, thousands of posts, and much, much more for you. It's all free, no membership charge at freetalklive.com.
If you live, or if you work within the sound of the radio station, but you live elsewhere and you want to hear the rest of the show when you get home, you can go to freetalklive.com, and we have the best audio stream of our show on the internet. We have like 8 or 9 streams of the show itself.
Exactly.
All different places, but our stream, lots more bits and bytes and zips and zaps.
Most certainly. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones, though, back to the fun. Let's go to Keith in Rhode Island, listening on WARL. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks, for holding me over.
No problem.
You.
Well, you didn't really even have a chance to get your point out.
Oh,
I know you wanted to talk about North Korea.
Yeah, the thing is, I like my hair long, you know, and I understand that a lot of these Asian republics now, like the former Soviet Central Asian republics, they got the government has placed barbers in the airport lobbies. So because there's a law now in these, in like, you know, Turkestan and all these, you know, Central Asian Muslim countries, there's a law in all these countries where visitors, male visitors, have to have their hair cut if they want to enter the country.
Isn't that kidding.
So I could never, not that I ever would want to visit Turkestan or Afghanistan. I'd never want to visit, but I'm not going, I'm definitely not going now.
just another reason not to go.
I used to be long-haired myself, as a matter of fact, and I'm very, very short-haired now, and I like it that way, but it has nothing to do with communist tendencies or anything like that.
Well, yeah, what I was saying before is I think hair can make a very profound cultural or political statement. I don't mean to trivialize that, but what I'm saying is that here we got North Korea has problems with mass starvation. I don't know what else is going on. Horrible things are going on. And there's
civil liberties issues.
Absolutely. There's no freedom. And here the government is focusing on something that's basically irrelevant, the length of a man's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, but to them it's so, so crucial, so important.
They could really care less if a man starves to death. But if he speaks out against their government, then it's a problem.
Their sense of priorities is a little bit off. But you know, I'd like to point out that...
you think that's really the sense of priority of any government, though? I mean,
when they're trying to deflect attention from their disastrous rule, you know, and they try to focus on something else totally different.
You know, really, though, Keith, there's probably not even much attention being given to the atrocities in North Korea. It's so locked off. It's so secure. I mean, it's so militaristic. There's no CNN cameras there. There's no Fox News there. There's nobody there except for the North Korean military, and they, as they put it, they've put a 5-part series together on haircuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't, if I was a television producer, I'd have a tough time pulling 15 minutes about haircuts.
There's only so much you can say about it.
Yeah, exactly. Keith, hey, Keith, thank you for listening. Thanks for the call. Call WARL tomorrow and thank them for putting our show on all 3 hours, all right?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...